Well, hello guys, how are ya? Hey, it's Friday night, and you know it's Peroni night. So here's a story I thought you might be interested in. Now, I saw something like this on a wildlife program. Can't remember whether it was David Attenborough or not. Probably was. But there was loads of these dead animals like snakes and birds and lizards and whatever. All kind of dead in this one area. And they found out it was a layer of CO2, carbon monoxide, as it's heavier than air, was laying over this piece of land. And anything that entered it died very quickly. So anyway, this small cave in Costa Rica also has a layer of carbon monoxide laying on the ground. And there also is quite a few dead animals in there too. This cave is very small. A human couldn't really fit in it, so humans aren't really in danger. But there are signs up for people coming along. But animals don't read signs, as you know. But carbon monoxide is a killer, and has killed many people. You can't live without oxygen. But it's so dangerous because you can't feel it. You don't know what's happening. You just go unconscious very quickly, and after that, death. It's so dangerous because when you breathe it in, there's absolutely no oxygen, but it also neutralizes the oxygen you do have. Now, I could be wrong about that, but I thought I heard that somewhere. But this carbon monoxide buildup is a natural phenomenon. Couldn't say that when I've had a couple of beers. You have? Well, didn't say it well, did I? Man, I know you guys are very surprised I'm making a video without femons and mentioned at all. But you could say that this cave is more toxic than a femon. You could. I think I did. There is a video on this link I'm going to provide, and this man lights a sort of flaming torch and puts it in the cave and it immediately goes out. The David Attenborough one I saw, a lizard went into this area and its head just dropped and it stopped moving. But then all of a sudden it lifted its head above the carbon monoxide and actually was able to get out. But hardly any animals escape it. You can imagine too, if an animal sees another animal laying down, it's going to go try and feed off of it, and it becomes a victim too. Where was I going with this video? Absolutely nowhere. Just thought you might be interested, that's all. You take it easy, guys. Hey, having another Peroni. Yay!